This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, fourth conference, and the fourth conference for us. And I think Danny Sessom is with us here also from the Crypto Show. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how are you?
Just fantastic. Your fourth one, too, right? You've been all
four. Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so here we are. You're sitting in for Mark. He's been, like, running the main stage, apparently. And we've got the founder, I believe, Marco Peraboom of Decred. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. A founder, though, so there okay. were many founders. It's a...
One of the founders. Well, you're wearing a very fancy jacket, so you look very important. You've got like this super silvery kind of jacket on. I love it.
So the jacket actually has been a bit of a Decred mainstay at this point.
So
every conference that we go to, we try to, you know, outswag, you know, the other
to project. Look more flashy than everybody else.
It is working so far. I didn't even bring my shoes this time.
Are they also silver shoes?
They are actually blue and light up in different colors and react to music. They're pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. How do you get those?
Oh, so that is actually the only trade secret Decred has. Because we cannot be outswagged.
That's amazing.
So did you decide not to make new bottle openers? That way they wouldn't outlast your new company?
I'm actually hoping that Decred is going to be around for the next couple of decades. But yeah, bottle openers is one thing that we have not dabbed in Decred yet.
So bring us up to speed. Decred, I'm new to it, honestly. I just heard, I mean, not that I hadn't heard of it before, but this week I'd heard that you guys put a proposal system out. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's take a look at this thing and see what Decred's all about. I mean, there's a zillion cryptocurrencies. What makes Decred special?
Well, so what really sets Decred apart is its governance system. So, and it's a topic that's really heating up in the cryptocurrency sphere, right? Because a lot of folks are talking about it, and it means different things to different people. But from the what it really brings to you, if you implement it right, is longevity. So with Decred, you can have a very long-term investment horizon because we are going to be able to deal with the future because of this governance system. Does that make sense? So that's really what sets us apart is the ability to be around for the next decade or two.
Okay, so I'm familiar with governance systems in that Free Talk Live has been sponsored by Dash in the past.
Sure.
And Dash, I don't know if they were the first, but they might have been the first.
They were the first one to roll out one like that. I believe Marco actually said that he may have started on his before that.
But they rolled this thing out, and in their system, it's only the masternodes, as they call them, which are the people who have 1,000 Dash tied up in a node, which is a lot of money. You know, it's over $100,000 worth of Dash or whatever it is at the moment. So the average person, it's way out of their reach.
Right.
I mean, it would have been within the average person's reach 5 years ago when it first launched, when it was a cent or whatever per Dash. But now it's impossible to get involved in that. And so there's about 4,500 of these masternodes, and they all get on and they argue with each other over what people should be spending this money on, and it's resulted crypto show. You've been sponsored.
We've been sponsored for about 2 years now. I mean, we took about a 3-month break for a little while, but other than that, we've been continuing.
And so we're proposing something as well to Dash, and it's been tough. Like, even though we were on for a year, and we've got almost 200 radio stations, and we can basically sell them advertising for the cost they'd pay for maybe one radio station if they were to buy ads. They're just they're not into it for whatever reason. So they're fickle.
It's beyond me why. I mean, I know what we do a little bit beyond just advertising is we, hit the road and we're out there and really being part of it. But if we weren't doing that, I'm wearing the hat right now.
So how does Decred's governance system, I don't know how familiar you are with Dash, but how does it kind of differ from that? Does it allow people who aren't super rich to get involved, and is it more fair? I mean, how does it differ?
The public say the proposal system is pretty similar to Dash. Mm-hmm. And I may even have looked at some of the Dash stuff and how they did it, because good ideas are good, right?
Sure.
You got to reuse them. So, the staking mechanism that we have, so the whole voting thing is quite a bit cheaper. So, as a stakeholder, you have to basically buy a ticket, and with a ticket, you buy the privilege to vote. And then when you vote, you get a portion of the reward. So, there's multiple voting things, and we can get in all the details if you want to.
I was reading a little bit about that. You have to stake a certain amount for a certain time in order to get the voting tickets? Is that
yeah,
right?
That's about how it works. So so it is random. So in if you are lucky, you vote the first day, literally within 24 hours. And if you're unlucky, you don't vote at all up to 4.5 months. But it is a random lottery. But there's a 99.5% chance of voting, though. So
I see.
So on average, people vote within 28 days. That is by far the most common occurrence.
And
so,
if you don't participate, then what? You're not rewarded, or
well. So if you don't buy a ticket, you don't get rewards, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So you have to put the decred for the price of the ticket for a portion of the time on the line. So for example, a ticket I think is running at about 100 decred at this point, so times 40 some dollars. So voting in decred is about, let's call it $4,000 per ticket. But you do get it back, right? So you put it on the line for the duration of the vote, and then you get your 100 decred back plus a portion of the block reward. So you get, I want to say about a decred and a half or so at this point, or 1.3 or something like that, after you vote. So if you put a couple of tickets up, you can actually start accumulating decred pretty nicely.
So so you're putting the, you're staking the temporarily to get the voting ticket, and how long does the voting period normally last on these proposals? Is it 30 days?
The proposals are different. This is actually the differentiation I was trying to make. So the one that you get rewarded for is actually voting on on-chain votes. So those are the hard questions that are asked. So like, are we going to change this algorithm and it's going to change consensus, etc. So those are the ones that you get rewarded for.
Okay.
So that said, there is always a permanent agenda. And that permanent agenda was the prior block ballot, right? So this is what we use to actually keep the miners in check. So we reuse the ticketing system with the proposal system as well. So you do not get paid to vote in the proposal system.
I see.
Right? So you only get paid for the on-chain stuff.
Gotcha. All right. So Decred for the average user, I mean, maybe, again, 4,000 is going to be out of their hands.
Sure.
But certainly it's more accessible. What, again?
Well, let me add something to that.
Yeah,
actually, if you don't mind. So we are doing a feature called ticket splitting. So we are going to add a mechanism to split tickets, and I want to say up to 32-way split. Mm-hmm. So you can take the $4,000 and divide that by 32. So that actually brings down the price to, and you can get more folks involved in that.
Can you talk a little bit about how fast you guys actually implemented SegWit and the Lightning Network? And
That one is a bit of a complicated question. So SegWit we've never implemented because we already had that actually built in from the very beginning. So that was that feature was endemic to our implementation. Lightning has actually been a bit of a bear. We started last year. We thought we were going to be done early this year, and we're still fighting it. And at this point, actually, we will finish it at some point. I cannot give you a date. We have some pretty large items that we're trying to complete. You know, obviously, Podoltea just went live. That was, also a very large project that finally came online. But it will happen. So give us some time.
So the proposals are just now getting started, basically.
That is correct. Yeah. So we have about 10 of them up at this point. So there's some proposals for like a PR firm that wants to be picked up by Decred. There's one for research grants. Mm-hmm. So would you guys pay for blockchain research? And there's some pretty interesting things up there.
And what is the? Is there like a monthly budget that's available to be distributed, and what is that?
So this is actually where Decred is a little bit different than Dash. So we have a treasury. We are a proof-of-work, proof-of-stake hybrid coin.
Right.
And what that means, though, is that every block, the reward is split up between three groups. 60% goes to the miners. That's the proof-of-work component.
Okay.
30% goes to the stakeholders. Those are the people that are voting.
Yep.
So five votes. So, so when you vote, you get 30% of... a fifth of a 30%. 30%. And then the last portion, 10%, goes to the treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And that treasury is what pays the bills for Decred. So when you write a proposal, it comes out of the treasury.
The treasury.
Right. Right.
You guys had a bit of a landmark with atomic swaps. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, so last year, actually around this time last year, I think it was last year.
An atomic swap is where you can go between cryptos without using an exchange.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly. So actually, especially to your listeners, I think they would be interested in this because this actually disintermediates mediates exchanges. So you get rid of another one of those middlemen that is, you know, trying to rob you. Yeah, so I honestly think that people should be dancing naked in the streets because of the atomic swabs.
Wearing a Decred jacket.
Wearing a that is a good way of doing
no
that.
No pants, just the jacket.
No, so because this really removes, you know, yet another rent seeker, right, from the equation. So that's very, very healthy. So you and I can decide, let's say you have Litecoin, I have Decred, you want to acquire Decred, I want Litecoin. We can execute trustless, escrowless exchanges without any risk.
Wow.
So you pull off the first atomic swap with Litecoin?
We did, actually. Yeah, Charlie Lee.
Do you want to stay and talk a little bit more about that?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We're going to come back with more from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. This.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I'm joined by Danny Sessom from The Crypto Show, thecryptoshow.com.
Thecryptoshow.com.
Get that close to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thecryptoshow.com.
You should know how to use a microphone.
Well, we set ours a little different, though.
And you guys are actually right next door to us, as usual. Hey, you actually cut your system down there.
I left it in Vegas. I didn't want to carry it on the plane.
Normally, you get all these fancy mic arms and everything. Yeah. You always outdo us. It's like, oh, you finally got the Free Talk lifestyle.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, The Crypto Show is a great show, and you guys are still weekly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Be sure you check them out. And also check out Liberty Stickers, another great Austin-based company. If you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. Reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. We've got Marco.
That's who did ours.
Yeah, I believe it. It's good stuff. Marco Paraboom is with us from Decred. What's the website?
org.
Go to go there. Check out Decred. It sounds like it's getting pretty exciting. We were just getting into atomic swaps, which is a topic we've never really, I don't think, discussed in any detail here on Free Talk Live. Now, keep in mind, Marco, you know, we do a general audience radio show.
Right.
So when we talk about these crypto concepts, we got to do our best to try to communicate them to people who are like new to Bitcoin, right? They're not in, they don't know how blockchains work, and So the idea of the atomic swap is to cut out the middleman, as you were talking about with these exchanges, which, you know, I mean, they've offered a valuable service. They've allowed people to, until this point, trade cryptos, but unfortunately they've been hacked and they've lost people's money, and there have been millions of dollars worth of crypto lost because of these exchanges to bad people. So if we can cut them out, then let's cut them out. So how is it that, I mean, what's the magic behind atomic swaps? How does it work to where I can exchange, you were saying, Litecoin for, was it Decred?
What
was
the? That's one of the pairs that we have. There's about 15 pairs up there, so you can do Bitcoin, Ethereum. And by the way, these are all between one another, right? So it's not just Decred. It's you know, if you want to do Bitcoin to Ethereum, that also runs through our code. So people can use our code base to do that. So in whenever new projects show up and say, hey, would you guys mind adding us? We can do that. You know, just bring the code. We'll merge it, and then you can become a pair with everybody else that's already on the system.
So is this different from a decentralized exchange?
Well, so this is actually a decentralized exchange. There's a lot of BS going on about that in the world, where people call things DEXs or decentralized exchanges, and they really are not, right? They are... they make it sound like they are, but they have like a token sitting in the middle. This is literally person to person. This disintermediates everything, and it is secure because you run a smart contract on both chains. So, and if you don't fill in your parameters correctly, the contract is not going to execute, so you're not going to lose your cryptocurrency. And if the counterparty does something wrong, again, the contract will not execute, and therefore nobody's going to lose their value. So you're back in charge at your own cryptocurrency, and you can exchange it with whomever on the world. You just have to agree on a price, set up the contract, and execute.
So how do you find the buyer? If I want to sell, if I got, you know, Litecoin and I want to get Decred, you know, normally you just go on an exchange and then there's a market there and there's bids and there's, you know, buys. And how do you connect with this other person?
Like, so that is actually the complexity, honestly, in the entire system. So currently it's literally you need to find somebody who wants to do this with you. So one of the proposals that actually has been gone up on the Decred proposal system is, how do we do price discovery, right? How do we hook people up that do want to do this without compromising their security? And that's actually what we've been working on a system to basically do price discovery and actually execute trades between folks from all over the world. And we're trying to do something along the lines of, you know, the let's call it the mempool, the Decred or the Bitcoin mempool, where people just basically put their bids and asks, and you match them up, and you execute.
And they're putting them where? On a blockchain?
It's not going to be on a blockchain. It's going to be ethereal, essentially, right? So you broadcast it to the network. The network picks it up, keeps it in, you know, memory, really.
To what network? To, like,
the
Decred,
what is going to be the DEX network, right?
Okay.
So it's going to create its own decentralized...
but a real one.
Sorry?
But a real
decentralized. Real decentralized. There is, again, and again, people are going to actually have to run their own nodes, right? Like you do with Decred or with Bitcoin. You would have to run your decentralized exchange node, and if enough people do that, then it can also not be stomped out, right? Mm-hmm. You get the same benefits. So we are trying to basically mimic the way, you know, again, decrypted Bitcoin works today, but with exchanges, right? So instead of transferring value, you are transferring or asks and bids and, you know, try to hook people up.
Interesting. So where would I go if I wanted to learn more about that particular project?
So that particular project is highly in development at this point, so we are still designing it. We're still trying to figure out all the kinks. But actually, if you go to the Decred Slack, there is a DEX channel where this stuff is being debated actively today. So if you want to get involved, you want to write code, you want to help out, then
this is happening. This is being built now,
basically,
as we speak.
That would be a great tool for Venezuela or somewhere like that where the government might try to get in the way. They would have a really hard time doing it.
Yeah, you can't stomp it out. That's essentially what we're trying to get to.
Right, which is one of the another problem with the centralized exchange. Not only can they be targeted by hackers, but they can be targeted by governments. And we want to cut out all of those external factors.
So if Decred has a mission, it is to cut out all the rent seekers, right, and all the middlemen. It's all about person-to-person.
You're talking my language, Marco. I like that.
P2P is a thing for us. That's really one of the things that actually, you know, let's call it religiously guides us. It's, it's, you know, enabling people to become sovereign and do their own, lead their own lives the way they want to.
Sovereign. That's another word. This guy's got all the good lingo.
I gave him the Free Talk Live handbook before he came over here.
So I'm definitely interested. I mean, I want to know more when this decentralized, the real decentralized exchange that you're talking about here, while offering these atomic swaps, when that becomes a thing. I mean, we definitely want to talk about that.
Okay.
Will you list FedCoin?
If they show up with code, sure.
Which one's FedCoin? There's a few of them,
the
aren't
dollar.
There?
Dollar. Yeah. Okay. Well, so you can't do that, right? So it cannot be a fiat exchange. No,
you can't do that.
Right. It's got to be cryptocurrency. So actually the thing to realize here, though, is that there's no money for us in this, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are actually actively cutting out one of the rent seekers. So there is no money in this. This is going to become a voluntary thing to run these servers.
Yeah, well, there's no money directly, but, I mean, over time, if you can cut out the middleman.
Not for us, right? For the Decred project, there's no money to be made. We just want to write the software and disrupt the system.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a direct reward, but over time, if you can cut out the middleman, then everybody gains from that.
Sure, that's the way to look at it. Yeah, down the line. But, again, so we don't have a financial reward for this at all. This is, you know, let's call it, you know, religious for us. We have to do this.
Absolutely. It's a calling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a crypto cult.
Yes, a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you came on Free Talk Live here because I think we found a good match, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about Decred in the future. Of course, like you said, the proposal system is up now, decred.org. You guys obviously have your own wallet. I know it's in Coinomi as well, and you guys are on some exchanges, I'm sure, the big ones, right?
Actually, we just got listed on Binance.
Just now.
2 days ago.
That was a interesting story. Yeah, we didn't pay the extortion fee, so it took a while.
So they listed you on merit, basically,
yes,
is what you're saying. Excellent. Congratulations.
Actually, Marco had some racy pictures of the CZ.
No, actually, I did rib him a little bit the other day because they were showing off their swag, so I had to show off our swag. And we were obviously Swagdoshi Swagamoto.
You nailed it on the swag. No doubt about it. Marco Paraboom, thank you for coming here on Free Talk Live. Definitely appreciate it, and we'll be keeping an eye on Decred here.
Thank you so much for your time.
Decred.org, check him out, and you can't miss him if you ever see him at a conference. So we'll come back with more Free Talk Live, And Danny Sessom is here also from The Crypto Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue has left 11 people dead. Pittsburgh Emergency Management Chief Wendell Hisrich says six were injured, including four police officers who are expected to survive.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
He says the suspect, identified as Robert Bowers, was injured before surrendering to police. He's being treated at a local hospital. President Trump spoke about the shooting at a rally in Indianapolis.
Our minds cannot comprehend the cruel hate and the twisted malice that could cause a person to unleash such terrible violence during a baby naming ceremony. This was a baby naming ceremony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference, and we've had the privilege of being at all four of them. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and learn more about the event. It's day number one. There's a whole second day to come. So if you are in the Austin, Texas area, and you haven't made it out, and you're hearing this, and you want to come and check this out, you got a whole other day on Sunday, so come on out and join us. Ian and Mark, although Mark is actually, he's being the MC on the main stage, so he's going to kind of be in and out. But that doesn't mean that we will stop, because there's all kinds of interesting people coming by here. Nicole Jolie, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much.
You're an author, and you have written a book called The Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain. And one of the things, we've been coming to these conferences for years. And this is our fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference, but we went to one in California in 2013, and so we've been doing these for a while. And one of the things that is immediately noticeable at these conferences is the lack of women. It's the constant question of why is that? You're a woman, obviously. You wrote a book about women in blockchain. And so I'm wondering, what turned you on to cryptocurrency, and when was that? What's your intro story?
Well, I didn't really know what I was doing, so...
None of us did.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And so I started just really researching everything that I possibly could.
Well, what turned you on to it? Did you see it on television?
I actually, it was kind of a roundabout way. I was selling my own line of anti-aging skincare for athletes.
Okay.
I had trademarked the line of skincare for athletes, and I was a USA triathlon coach. And at the time, I wanted to take Bitcoin on my site on Shopify, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. So I started researching it, mm-hmm. and I came up with some kind of roundabout way that really didn't work, but I thought did.
And when was this? How long ago?
This was 2014.
Okay. So kind of early on.
Yeah. So me and my business partner, we put it onto the site, and nobody used it.
Of course.
Nobody even knew what it was, but we got more questions about, what is that thing, Bitcoin, down yes. there? What does that have to do? We got more people asking us about Bitcoin than uh-huh. we did about our skincare, which really
wow.
upset me. You know, so I kind of just fueled it with, it's just a coin, you know, kind of thing. And mm-hmm. then I got angry about it, you know, to a certain extent, because I thought, well, why aren't you using it then? You know, why don't you want to use my skin? Why don't you want to buy my skincare with your Bitcoin? You know, so it was more of me explaining what the Bitcoin was than how the skincare would work. But in and of that, as I explained what Bitcoin was, I got the sale for the skincare.
Okay.
So it worked out. It worked out in the end. So fast forward to this last year, and I went into just look at what blockchain was in relation to crypto, because I thought, well, why are people so excited about crypto, and why aren't we, what is this blockchain thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was about, I would say, 18 months ago, and I really started getting into blockchain and started trying to figure that out. And
for listeners who don't know, because we do a general audience radio show, blockchain is the technology behind Bitcoin. That's basically the public ledger.
Correct.
Where all the transactions are stored. And it's also a decentralized, distributed public ledger, meaning that there are thousands of copies of that ledger all around the globe at one time.
So what kind of turned me on about it was that blockchain doesn't need crypto as much as crypto needs the blockchain.
Sure.
And that was my kind of start at it. I was a Series 7 licensed broker in the 80s in New York, and I worked on the New York Stock Exchange. So I come from a finance background.
Okay.
So that was where
it felt kind of natural.
Yeah,
then.
It felt natural.
Okay.
So at this point, I started just looking at it, and then I started reading a lot and getting into watching these crazy, you know, boring men standing up on the stage, waxing philosophical techno nerds. And trying to pick apart what really what it was. But the best explanation I found was Rees Jones, who spoke about it, and he runs Singularity University out in San Jose, and he wrote about it in relation to your DNA. And that's what really turned me on, because there are 7 commonalities between your DNA and the blockchain.
Really?
And that...
I see you've written about this in your book.
And I've written about it in the book. And that's what got me started, like, really getting interested into it, because I thought, well, that means that it's like me. And so it's immutable. But I'm mutable, right? Because I age.
Right,
blockchain
right.
doesn't age. So that's the one difference, right, that's a significant difference. We obviously we're talking not analogous.
Blockchain won't die, but it does get older in that the transactions keep getting
added
to it.
Right, but it's not mutable. Like
yeah.
we can't mute those transactions,
right.
or
they're there for
we can't
for
mutate
good.
Them. Right. So I wrote about that, and that's the initial part. But what I did was I decided I was going to write this book within 6 days and get it published on the 7th day, and I did it.
Cool. Was it your first book?
No, it was my second book.
Okay.
The first one was on training for triathlon and skincare. But this was a hole up in for about 4 days and not moving and
yep.
you know, going over everything. And it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Like, I really enjoyed it. So
why is it the Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain, though?
Well, because women are underrepresented mainly in mm-hmm. the technological area, if we will. I mean,
yep.
we aren't, there are enough of us, we just aren't given the accolade, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So we're there, we're just not there. And so that makes it harder. And we're not really acknowledged, you know, for what we're doing. So even if it's a small thing, we're just not acknowledged for it, you know. And usually... we're called dear. Oh, dear, what's your name? You know, I had somebody refer to me, well, what's your name, dear, last night? And I thought, you know, at this point, I have to laugh, because it's not, I don't think it's really intentional. It's just the way that they're brought up. and that's just their nature, sure. Right? And so, in and of itself, as women, we—I'm not saying we don't need to fight for anything. We just need to present ourselves, and that's it. And once we present ourselves and we pull ourselves into this arena, we'll be noticed, and we'll be. This isn't a gender specific thing.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, again, having been around this for a while, the women that are involved are outstanding. I mean, they're really intelligent and great speakers, and I'm glad they're here. But, you know, when you're interacting with women and talking to them about Bitcoin, do you feel like they're missing it for whatever reason? They're just not into it?
I think the general public is we have a chasm. We have an educational chasm because it started out as a technology. It didn't start out as a social media, right?
Yeah.
So when you have a guy that's, you know, creating dApps, trying to explain this to somebody that's, you know, the air is too thin up there for all of us to get up there and breathe with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Manny Balmec wrote that in Codename God. But there's one thing about this is that when you start to bring the general public into it, the educational has to be in a 3-step to 5-step process, and it's got to be in sound bites. Mm-hmm. And they have to understand in sound bites what they're actually going to get out of it. What are they going to receive? The value that they get is something that they have to understand and can considerably use at the moment intelligibly, so that they're able to implement. And it's one of the things that I find, if I give somebody something to implement, like if I show them, here's how it works, look at this, and they actually get to click or they get to interact, they will understand more.
So do you think that more women will be involved the more women are involved? Is it easier for women to communicate to women about this, whereas, like you were saying, listening to some techno, you know, male techno nerd on a stage?
I think so.
So is it like a chicken or the egg problem where
no,
we don't have a lot of women?
No, I think it's just women don't refer to each other as dear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you'll get like, oh, hun, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we're not pandering to each other. We actually talk to each other like, I really didn't understand that. You know what? And I got a problem with this. I just don't get it. Like, I'm not understanding what he's saying. And so we're pretty normal when it comes to, hey, I don't get it. But we don't want to say that in front of a guy who's explaining something because we're really afraid of getting shot down right in front of everybody. And it's embarrassing. I mean, that's happened to me a few times. And it's like, holy crap. You know, you walk away and you're like, whoa.
Nicole, do you want to stay on for another segment? We can keep going with this.
Okay.
All right. More with Nicole Jolie. She's the author of The Smart Women's Guide to Blockchain. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the Texas.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, day number one, and continuing a conversation here with Nicole Jolie. By the way, I want to recommend that if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, that you head on over to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Just like Richard Freeman has done, he is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that he gives $5 a month to what we do here to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're up to 194 radio stations that air this show at various times throughout the week. They're not all on at the same exact time, but over the whole week, that's how many stations that we're on. And if you want to see us on or hear us on 300 or 400 stations, it takes money, it takes time, it takes marketing. That's why we have the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month, and as I said, Richard Freeman, he's one of our silver amplifiers, meaning he does $5 a month to the show so we can help get the message of freedom and liberty and also cryptocurrency out to people on the radio and, of course, online as well at freetalklive.com. So join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And, yes, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, to join that program. So, Nicole Jolie, back with us here, the author of The Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain. We were just kind of talking about the sort of obvious lack of women in this space. Now, it seems to have gotten a little bit better. I mean, I'm looking around at this conference. I don't know what the breakdown is. I'm mostly over here in my corner doing radio the whole time, so I don't get to go into the rooms very often to look. What would you say the breakdown is here from your observations, Nicole?
Well, I just had my talk, and in there I had seven women.
Out of how many in the
out of there were two men and there were seven women. So there you go.
I don't want to sound like a small conference. There's supposed to be 450 people here, but there's four different rooms,
right,
and it's
right.
Lunchtime and
I was up, you know, there's two other rooms going on while I'm speaking.
Right.
So and I have a workshop, so it wasn't on the main stage or anything.
I see.
So
okay.
Maybe next year it could
what
be on the
topic?
Main stage.
What was your workshop?
Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain and how you can get involved.
Okay.
So I spoke about how women can become block producers, how women can create dApps on, for example,
decentralized applications.
Okay. Exactly. Or I call them developer applications because they're developers, right? So,
yep.
But they are, more and more women are starting to do that, such as BitGive, or there's all kinds of ways to get involved. I became a proxy for EOS. So women can do that. Women can become Shios is a huge one of the only women block producers on EOS, and 12 there are 12 women on that on Shios, and the range is amazing. The range is amazing. So like women can get involved in any way, shape, or form.
Why wouldn't they be able to?
Yeah.
Of course they can. I mean, there's nothing stopping them from doing it. But there's like we were talking earlier briefly. I think before we got cut off for that break was, you know, is it a chicken or the egg thing where there were a bunch of men initially into this space for whatever reason, maybe because they're more likely to be in programming or whatever, because first it was the programmer types who were into it and then the libertarian types who were also mostly men. And so if there are more women in the space, is that going to attract more women to the space, do you think?
You know, it's kind of like Metcalfe's Law.
What's that?
Okay, so I wrote about it in my
book. It's in the book. Okay.
And I'm not going to read you a passage, but I'm going to say that according to Metcalfe, when there are more people to defend the network, this means that there's a majority stakeholder view of the network. Now, that's a very basic definition, okay? So
what
anybody...
That means
the more adopters of the network, there's more stakeholders.
I see.
And so the more stakeholders... So, for example, if the actual physical dollar that we use to pay for things wasn't used every day, and we didn't use that money every day on a credit card. It used to be where we had cash. Now it's credit cards or PayPal or Venmo, right? So the stakeholder view is PayPal is now easier to use than a dollar. Or Venmo is easier to use than a dollar. So the stakeholder view now has said, okay, well, we want to use this mode of transportation to pay for things as opposed to that. So few of us carry cash anymore.
I do, but you're right about that.
You see what I mean? So, like, you can go into your wallet and do Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, something else. And you were saying, in New Hampshire... They take Bitcoin everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Well, you know.
Probably less than a percent, but, and it's not even a big portion of those companies that do take Bitcoin, and they also take other things like Dash, for instance. Those crypto-accepting businesses, they're leading the way in a new space, so they're only getting, you know, maybe less than 1% of any monthly revenue is probably coming from... I'm just guessing. I don't think it's huge, but it's enough to where... It's not going to break them, whether it sort of wins or loses. And so many of them are actually holding on to the crypto, which is interesting because you'd think that some of them who just kind of came on board to make their customers happy because some customers asked for it, it's like, oh, okay, I'll do this because my customers want it. They actually end up kind of getting into it, and then they want to hold on to it. And actually, thinking about it here, there's a few of those business owners in Keene that are women. So it was actually the first business that started taking Bitcoin was in 2013 in Keene, and it's a little shop called Corner News, owned by a lady.
Okay,
Roberta.
So there you go. I mean, and that's therein lies the issue that if we're just not in the space of being, the accolades aren't there for her, right? It's not like somebody came to her and said, "Hey, you just took Bitcoin. Let me interview you," right?
Yeah,
didn't happen. She didn't come onto the Forbes. You know, 30 under 30, right?
Well, she did get an interview, I think, by the newspaper a few years later, the local newspaper.
Right.
But yeah, Forbes is not knocking on the door.
No, exactly. And
they're here, though. There's a lady from Forbes here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We got to find her.
Yeah.
But those are the women that are forging the path. They're kind of like the pilgrims. You know, when you put the pilgrims in the plains land, they always got the arrows in the back, you know, and those are the ones that are running, you know, and forging the way.
Sure.
You don't want to be the pilgrim, unfortunately, but some of us are.
We have to be. Somebody has to be.
And that's really the unfortunate part, is that a lot of these women are the pilgrims, and they're the ones that aren't getting the accolades. They're not getting... I mean, you got to think, that's a huge step for a woman to take in a small little town like Keene.
Yeah. Yeah.
And across the country. Like, that should have been news. News.
I agree.
You know, like, hey... Check this out. This woman just took Bitcoin.
Yeah, and she ended up going on vacation with it because she held on to it.
Because,
again, she started in 2013, back when it was very, very low price compared to what it is today. And she was telling me earlier this year that she used it to buy her hotel room when she went on her vacation because I think it was Expedia or something took it for her hotel room.
Okay, therein lies the adoption, right? So there's Metcalfe's Law right there.
Yeah.
You know, the more stakeholder view we have, the easier it's going to be for everyone to understand it a little bit more. The education is where we're really looking at making this a lot more gendered. I would say engendered, not gendered. Mm-hmm. Because there, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. No. It just matters that you do.
Yeah. This helps everybody, and obviously the more women we can get involved, the better. I mean, if you look at your average household, right, with a family in it, it's the woman that's the purse holder. She's the one who makes most
80% of the decisions, right. The buying decisions are made by women in this country.
It's not like women don't like money, right? Of course, everybody likes money, and they're in charge of a lot of it, so they should be interested in this, and they should be able to be communicated to as to why this is important for them.
I think for them it is very interesting to them, but where do they fit in and how do they get in is more of the question. You know, it's not that I'm not interested or I am interested. It's more of where do I fit into this? Mm-hmm. And that's where the educational aspect comes in. And that's also where we, as women, you know, who are in this space and have a little bit of knowledge, are able to help. Someone came up to me today, right after I spoke, and she's like, look, I have X amount of, you know, this crypto or this token, and I need some help with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just give me a few days. I will help you.
Cool. That's awesome. So your book, it is available where?
It's available now, actually. You can even get onto Amazon and get it for free.
Really?
Yeah, I know. And it's
the digital version free? Or
the digital version for free, yeah. I mean, you can order one of the physical versions, too.
Which you have in front of you.
Yes.
And Nicole Jolie, author of The Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain. And it's not your first book. You told me it was your second book.
It's my second one. But yeah. My first one was under a pseudonym.
I didn't. So it's effectively the first book.
Nicole Jolie. So I want to write another one. I want to do this one better.
That's cool that you decided to do it for free. What inspired you to do that?
I wanted to learn about it. Mm-hmm. And
the process of publishing a book?
The process of just of being in the space of saying, okay, Nicole, you're going to learn this, and you're going to write about it, and you're going to become an influencer for it, and somewhere along the line, you will make the dream come true where you can help other women understand what this is. And
let's hope it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, thank goodness. you got to think, I was sitting in my apartment, you know, in April or in March and banging this out on my computer, mm-hmm. You know, as I walked my dogs and here I am now. I mean, it's
great to have you.
It's surreal.
We're almost out of time. So thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. And you were worried you couldn't make it through the first segment.
I know.
So.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Jolie, author
of
The Smart Woman's Guide to Blockchain. We'll be back with more from the tech.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.